Now, the rest of the story. The old man was visiting in the home of a friend one evening. This friend had just purchased a new lamp, and he was showing it off. "What do you think of it?" he asked his guest. And the lamp was a very bright one, so much so that the old gentleman wondered aloud how much energy it consumed. The rhetorical question sparked a discussion, and the discussion almost grew into an argument. The old man's point was that the lamp, bright as it was, could not possibly produce enough light to justify its operating cost. The bespectacled old fellow stayed at his friend's house, beating this topic to death until almost 4 in the morning, at which time he went home and went to bed. Now, at 6 o'clock the same morning, the old man's been asleep only 2 hours. Suddenly there was a noise from the street outside his window. Nothing serious, just loud enough to awaken the elderly gentleman, caused him to sit instantly upright in bed. At first he's thinking, what in the world was that? But now, halfway between conscious and unconscious, he becomes aware of something at once inconsequential and wonderful. The entire room is filled with light. Oh, you're saying, of course it is. It's daybreak. But now remember the conversation the old man had with his friend the night before. The discussion had been about illumination and energy consumption. So that's why this fellow, this American visiting Paris, is suddenly struck by the fact that had he gone to bed at sundown last evening, then got up at dawn to visit his friend, no lighting energy would have been wasted at all. Intrigued by this conclusion, the American visitor jumped out of bed, hurried to his desk, began calculating similar energy costs in citywide terms, and the figures were staggering. Now he is utterly convinced of a way to cut those costs on a grand scale. Use the hours of daylight for activities requiring light, and the hours of darkness for sleeping. By now, I guess you've guessed that this was the origin of daylight saving time. In fact, this American in Paris published an article about it in a Paris journal. He included some very tough suggestions for the enforcement of the new system. For example, he proposed a tax on anything which blocked the sunlight from coming in a window. He proposed a purchase restriction on any devices used for artificial illumination. A roadways travel ban after sunset. He didn't think anybody ought to be allowed to travel after sunset. And he proposed a loud public alarm to herald sunrise. I suspect it was the proposed public alarm that did it. Because despite the very many who read that article, no record can be found that anybody, aside from the author, was then in favor of daylight saving time. So the idea was set aside for many, many years. In fact, daylight saving time was not really put into practice until the 20th century, though it was first conceived in 1784 by a 78-year-old American in Paris concerned over the energy costs of candles and whale oil. So this weekend, as you hurry about your house, reclaiming the hour you gave to Father Time last spring, you will now at least know whom to thank or to blame. It was a frugal fellow named Benjamin Franklin. And now you know the rest of the story.